For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Monday Waffle podcast. I'm your host, Alexia Pesce, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nicole Salmeri. Nick, welcome to the second episode of the 2020 Captain Series.
It's great to be here, Lex, and it's exciting to see the footy getting off the ground. If you've missed last week's episode, jump on the Monday Waffle Facebook page or search the Monday Waffle on iTunes to listen to Kate and Mitch host episode 1 of the Captain Series with Claremont's Kane Mitchell.
But before we do that, some updates in the world of football.
It's time for the Monday Waffle News.
We know that Waffle clubs have returned to training over the past week and a date has been set for the first round of the Waffle season.
Games will start again on the first weekend of August with a 9-round season and is set to finish a week before the AFL Grand Final.
A game will be broadcast live every week on the Seven Network and the Waffle W will run consecutively with the Waffle.
Fixtures for the AFL have been released today. Thursday, June 11th will be the first game of round 2. It's good to see both seasons heading towards a start. Here on the Monday Waffle podcast, we will do our best to give you all the updates of the football world.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking. Coming up on the left.
His high ball to half forward's a huge one to win. Gets closed down.
We'll kick virtually on the siren.
Oh, that's your mark of the season so far. Awesome.
We fight one more round. We get knocked down, we get up. We fight one more round.
Come on.
You're listening to the 2020 Waffle Captain Series.
And now it's time for episode 2 of the Captain Series. Our second guest on the show, it's 2014 Sandover medalist and 2-time Breckler medalist, the captain of West Perth, Aaron Black.
Oh, big fly. It could be a contender for mark of the year. And Black soaring into the stratosphere to take that.
Our Amy Waffle player of the round this week goes to Aaron Black from West Perth.
2014 Sandover medalist from the West Perth Football Club, Aaron Black.
It's definitely a great honour and I'm still in a bit of shit at the moment, but I'll definitely enjoy it and soak it all in.
I don't want to say anything cliche and boring.
The far from boring Aaron Black joins us now.
Aaron, can I get you to turn your indicator off?
Sorry.
Aaron, what's your very first memory of football?
I was actually really lucky. I had the great Bill Duckworth as my Auskick coach, former Essendon great. So I think, you know, one of my first memories was playing Auskick under him. And we had the old Crows uniform on. So just running around, I guess, a little tacker at it. Kingsley Oval was probably the first sort of memory I had. And running around, running into blokes is something that I guess I really enjoyed.
So, Aaron, you debuted for West Perth in round 16 of 2010. That was 10 years ago now. Did you think you would cement a permanent spot in the league side back then?
To be honest, probably not. I guess I was pretty lucky. I was short, fat and unathletic in 2009, 2010. So I didn't really think I had any chance of playing senior footy. And I had a reasonably good Colts year the year before and made the state 18s. And obviously Bill Monahan at the time, who's now coaching at East Freo, saw something sort of in me that he thought he might be able to make use of. And I guess playing senior footy at, you know, either AFL or Waffle level, there's a fair bit of luck involved in being selected. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. And I put it down to luck a fair bit, I guess.
Short, fat and not athletic. Has much changed? I'm only kidding.
Not really. Maybe no, short and unathletic.
That's not true.
I trimmed down a little bit. I like to think I'm a little bit of a thin man these days.
Is there any player that somehow manages to rattle you every time you come up against them?
A player. Kane Mitchell's loud mouth always rattles me.
Why does he rattle you?
He's the only bloke I can see over their head, and it's just weird.
What's the best on-field chat you've heard from any player?
Best on-field chat. To be honest with you, there's not a whole lot of good stuff that goes on. It's all rubbish. Ray Bartholomew, who's a past player at West Perth, this is in a reserves game, so it makes it even funnier. One of the young reserves kids was saying to him that, you know, he's no good, he's playing reserves footy, and he asked him to go grab a budget and read it, because he played 200 games for West Perth. That's probably one of the cleaner ones that I've heard. The rest of it's pretty crap, to be honest.
You've played for how many years now? A fair few. Who's the best player you've played with and against?
10 years, and if you keep reminding me, it makes me feel really, really old. Best player I played with? There's really been a few. I think Brent Lacroix and Dion Flay, two like sort of West Perth and Waffle legends early on, you know, two that really stood out. I played with Shane Nelson, who's, you know, a superstar of the comp now. We've played together our whole careers. And I think in terms of probably superstar at Waffle level is probably Mark Hutchings, who's obviously played a lot of footy and won a flag with the Eagles. You know, they're probably four or five that are really stood out to me over the time.
Yeah, Aaron, I know you guys haven't started playing this year, but who would you see as the most impressive youngster at the club?
There's a few at the moment, you know, who really stood out, and we've always been sort of a young club. A couple, obviously, our ruckman Ben Delaporte, who we got from Claremont. You know, he's put in a power of work in the preseason. So, you know, he's one. Mitch Pearce, who's played a bit of league footy but is still young and is going to be a really, really good midfielder at the footy club. And even someone like Tyler Keitel, who's played a lot of footy. He's only 23 years old. He's going to be a real dominant forward for the, you know, the next 5 to 10 years if he doesn't get picked up at some stage.
So, Aaron, changing it up a little bit, what's the best piece of football advice you've received in your football career?
This is hard-hitting.
Very hard.
I did not prep for such a difficult question. The best piece of football advice I got. You know what? My Colts coach said to me at my first ever recovery session, he said, Blackie, if you don't start stretching with a lot of expletives in it, you're going to have the body of an old effing man by the time you're 20. I put that into practice for like 6 years and stretched every night. And I feel like maybe that's the reason why I've been able to play so long.
That's pretty good. Like, I wouldn't expect stretching to come so far, but maybe in the next 10 years you can just keep stretching and then you'll stay slim, fit and athletic. What do you reckon?
I'm miles ahead of the game. I'm not going to lie.
Exactly. Stretching, that's the secret, isn't it? You won the Sandover medal in 2014 and you were the youngest since Hayden Ballantyne in 2008. Talk us through how that feels then and how that even feels now.
Back then it was a massive surprise. You know, you go into those nights, I don't think you ever think you're going to poll enough to win. I grew up definitely watching and seeing people win it and, you know, the sort of amazement you have in those times is massive. And I knew that I had a reasonably consistent season, but I didn't think, you know, I was going to poll as well as I did at certain points. So it was definitely a massive surprise. And I went there, I guess, to let loose and have a little bit of fun with a couple of the fellas. And the back end, I wasn't in great shape, so I kind of had to cool off a little bit. But you'll have to watch the video because I don't remember a whole heap of it. But I like to say that it went really well.
All right, we'll run with that.
I can't confirm that, though. And then, I look back on it a little bit more now probably because I guess you can say it's getting to the back end of my career. Not the end, but the back end. And, you know, just sort of when you look at the names who surround, you know, you've won it, it's just a really sort of big honour. And when you get to line up at Sandover Night with some greats and Hall of Famers who've won one, it's pretty cool.
Mm. So, Aaron, you played 188 games of League Waffle, and this year I guess you were hoping to reach that 200-game mark. As you said, you're in the back half of your career. Do you reckon you'll stick around to reach that 200 games?
If it's the back half, I've got 10 years left, so I'm happy with that. I do. I was probably the most motivated I've been in a couple of years due to the sentimental value of playing 200 games, even more so. But, you know, I think, if anything, my love for the game's probably grown even more in the back end. I've never really been a massive footy head. I don't watch a lot of footy, but, you know, the last couple of years, becoming captain of the club as well, it's probably created a bit of drive to stick around even longer and continue to find ways to get better. So I definitely think I'll get there. You know, I've got a lot of footy left in my eyes anyway.
On that, you did win the Breckler medal in 2015 and 2018. After having those achievements along with the Sandover and then later becoming captain, did that make you feel like you had a responsibility to the club to keep playing and while you're on the field?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, when you sort of take on a role of captain, you know, and even a leadership role as a senior player and a premier player at a footy club, you know, you really want to leave it in a better position than it was when you got there. So that's the way I've kind of taken on my leadership role and trying to find ways to help those around me get better. Because at the end of the day, if as a captain and a leader, I'm able to do that, it puts West Perth, it puts the team that I'm playing for currently in a position to win a premiership. So, and you know, that's the ultimate goal is winning premiership. So if those around me are getting better and I'm an influence, you know, on those players, then that's all I can ask of myself and them.
You mentioned becoming captain. When you did become captain, was there someone or a particular player that you'd seen along, you know, from a young kid that you wanted to be like and model yourself to be like?
The first one that comes to mind is Jason Selisich, who's a past captain and currently assistant coach at West Perth. He probably, you know, took me under his wing, you know, as soon as I got to the club. I think, you know, I debuted when I was 17 still and really quite young and raw. And he really showed me, you know, what it took to train at elite level, not just to get there, go through the motions and leave. So, you know, his leadership and his sort of guidance through my development years at the club was a major influence. And then even more so now, you know, your priorities change as you get a little bit older and, you know, you go through challenges off field just as much as you do on field. And he's still, you know, a massive supporter of me personally. And I think that's, you know, his involvement in my whole footy career on field and off field has probably been the biggest, you know, support and sort of leadership network for me.
On the topic of being a leader and being a captain, have you felt some sort of responsibility during these coronavirus times to keep your team bonded?
Yeah, I think you do to a certain degree. You know, there's not a whole lot of this experience that anyone really knows how to handle it or what to do. So I guess you do have a little bit of that responsibility, but you also, you know, have to expect that the players within the group, one, are going to do the work and two, you know, do everything they can to stay in a position to be ready if the season goes back. You know, the way I sort of viewed it was I'm going to set an example with my training compliance and the work that I'm doing away from the footy club and on my own and back in that guys are going to follow that example. In terms of bonding stuff, you know, we were still able to hang out in smaller groups, and as the restrictions are lifted a little bit, we stay connected, hanging out and kicking the footy together. So it's just those little social things in a time like this that are really important. But setting an example in terms of footy stuff is something that I kind of did and do naturally anyway.
You mentioned that you were able to do things in small groups, but what were you actually able to do training-wise when it was only that two-person max limit?
I guess we're pretty lucky. We have a training sort of app that our strength and conditioning guy is sort of using at the moment. And he does a power of work, putting together, you know, heaps of different programs, whether we have a gym to use. So I'm lucky at work, at school, I have a gym to use. You know, we have a gym at school. So my program's probably catered a little bit more to using a gym, whereas other guys have body weight-based programs. So our programming, you know, for a Waffle Club is, I think, pretty elite. You know, for the 10 years that I've been here, it's the best it's been. So, you know, we have the ability to do a variety of different activities and exercises individually and as a leadership group, coaching staff and the strength and conditioning guys, we sort of look at the compliance of what guys are doing and whether they're completing the work or not and sort of follow up in that regard.
Aaron, the ultimate goal was AFL, but you've managed to put together a very good career in the Waffle. What's been the highlight of your career?
It's always the question that sort of gets asked when you're doing these kind of things. And the premiership's obviously the massive one. You know, winning that at 20 years old in 2013, pretty early on in my career. I probably didn't, you probably don't appreciate it, and I don't think I did. And looking back on it after losing two to Subiaco by a lot, you know, I probably appreciate that and hold that close to myself even more now. The Sandover individually is, you know, a massive thing for me, just to be put in the category of some of the players who've won one. You know, and the surprising one actually was the Mark of the Year last year, something that I've probably pulled out of my butt and surprised a lot of people. Not only did I surprise myself, but I know there was a fair bit said in the box about it at the time. So, you know, that's something that I think is a funny one, but is something pretty cool, considering it's the only mark I've ever taken like that.
And it sounds like you're very proud to be part of West Perth. For the club this year, how do you see things panning out?
Oh, I think it's hard not to be proud to be at a club like West Perth, especially the positions we've been in, you know, the last sort of couple of years financially, and then, you know, moving up to Joondalup up, which has put us in financial stress. But I think in a shortened season, you know, it's sort of anyone's game. And the way I'm looking at it, we have a very young, enthusiastic group. And I think we can sort of use that enthusiasm along with the guidance of some really good quality senior players to put us in a good position. You know, in longer seasons, when you've got youthful legs, sometimes, you know, they sort of struggle with that grind of performing in the back end of the season and staying consistent. So in a shortened season, I reckon it really works in our favour, you know, and I'm excited by that.
And I bet you're just excited to get playing again.
Oh, most definitely. I can't say I enjoy running along the coast any longer or anymore because I don't like it anyway.
You like going along the coast with your almond flat whites?
No more almond flat whites. We'll change it to soy. There you go.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Aaron, what would you say... don't laugh. What would be your best piece of advice to someone who's just joining West Perth?
Joining the male side, I say good luck. But if you were a male joining the male side, I'd probably say find someone that you see, you know, working the hardest there, someone who plays similar to you, and do what they do. Because that's something that I used when I started. You know, I followed Jace around all day, every day at trainings, and I thought that really guided me into a really good position as someone who looked to get the best out of themselves, no matter what personal attributes that they had.
Thanks so much, Aaron, for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Nah, not a problem. Anytime. See you, Nicole. Thanks, Lex.
No worries. Bye.
That's a wrap for episode 3 of the Monday Waffle.
Tune in next week for episode 4 of our Captain Series.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.